You're listening to SBS News.
I could never have imagined 5 years ago, after filing my harassment lawsuit against Fox News chairman and CEO Roger Ailes, that I'd be standing here today with such an amazing bipartisan victory.
Choking back tears, it was an emotional Gretchen Carlson who spoke after the US Senate passed legislation set to be a landmark in the Me Too movement. Ms. Carlson spent 3 decades as a broadcast journalist covering wars, terror attacks, and presidential elections. She was also proving to be an increasingly progressive voice for the conservative broadcaster Fox News. But it all came to an abrupt end when she filed a lawsuit against the now-deceased network CEO Roger Ailes, claiming he made unwanted sexual advances and fired her when she rejected him. Ms. Carlson spoke emotionally about the uncertainty she first felt in the immediate days after she filed her 2016 lawsuit, which unleashed a cascade of allegations of workplace sexual harassment from other women against Mr. Ailes.
A dear friend of mine said to me back then, "You know, Gretchen, something good is going to come out of this." I didn't really see it that way at the time, but it turns out she was right.
Fox News originally responded to Ms. Carlson's lawsuit by filing court papers arguing that she was compelled by her contract to adjudicate her claims in arbitration rather than in court. Arbitration is an out-of-court process that is legally binding and secret, often benefiting employers and keeping misconduct allegations from becoming public. Forced arbitration often left employees with no other option but to privately settle claims of sexual assault or harassment, denying complainants not only a jury but a chance to appeal the decision. However, the new legislation will bar such clauses from future contracts and significantly gives retroactive nullification to them in existing agreements, as explained by Majority House Leader Chuck Schumer.
And the good news about this legislation is all the clauses that people already signed in their employment contracts, even when they didn't know about it, will no longer be valid. So it not only affects the future, but affects those who signed in the past. If you could ever say that any legislation is long overdue, this is it.
An estimated 60 million American workers have these clauses in their employment contracts. Binding arbitration clauses can also be in agreements for other services, barring lawsuits against nursing homes and massage parlors from people who claim they were sexually assaulted. Business groups and other defenders of arbitration argue it's a faster and less costly way to resolve disputes. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has been vocal in the Senate about curbing sexual harassment and assault.
The bill is going to help fix a broken system that protects perpetrators and corporations and ends the days of silencing survivors. No longer will survivors of sexual assault or harassment in the workplace come forward and be told that they are legally forbidden to sue their employer because somewhere buried in their employment contracts was this forced arbitration clause.
The legislation had uncommonly broad bipartisan support in a divided Congress, enabling the bill to be passed in the Senate by unanimous consent, a procedure almost never used for significant legislation, especially one that affects tens of millions of Americans. The bill was originally introduced by Gillibrand and Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
To all the women and men, but mostly women, you're going to have a right today that you did not have yesterday. You're going to have a chance to be heard differently, and is long overdue. So what will happen in the business community? They will up their game.
Gretchen Carlson acknowledging she risked her career and reputation to fight, not only for herself, but for the many that couldn't.
A lot of good has come from my decision to come forward and speak for the millions of others who couldn't. A lot of good has come forward from walking the halls of Congress for the last 5 years, working with both parties. A lot of good will come from this bill, which is change. The bill will allow survivors a choice: secret arbitration or the public courts. So today, 5 years in the rearview mirror, I'm incredibly bullish on the road ahead for a movement that I inadvertently helped to create. Because the stakes couldn't be higher. Marching in the streets can inspire us. Editorials can open our minds. Hashtags can galvanize. But legislation is the only thing that lasts.
President Joe Biden is expected to sign this legislation into law within the coming week. Tina Quinn, SBS News.